God's word to us through Daniel 9. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God. When a nation decides that it is not one nation under God, then is God under any obligation to be under that nation, holding it up with his foundation? God's covenant to protect his people is a two-way covenant. Hebrews 10 and 12 describe what we nations lose, God's protection, until we repent and again join in praying to him as a nation. Daniel 9, verses 3 and 4, God's word to our nation. Daniel 9, verses 5 through 8, God's word to us. God's voice. Daniel 9, verses 9 through 12, a prayer model for our nation.
If nations will not pray, so that we might turn back from our sins, we must humbly pray as one nation. God, if He must, brings disaster upon this our mighty land. For the Lord God is righteous in all He does. Our only hope is confess and plead. God, return and heal our land, our nation. Praise, forgive sins. May our nation pray as one.
Daniel 9, verses 13 and 14. The prayer for our nation to save our nation. This prayer that Daniel made to God was important enough to God to record in His Bible in Daniel 9. This prayer could be prayed for any nation that in past times has agreed to follow God, but then refuses to keep its side of the covenant. God has no obligation to keep His covenant with a nation that breaks their covenant with Him. Daniel 9, as it is written in the Law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand Your truth, Lord. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which He does, though we have not obeyed His voice. Daniel 9.